Hello, how we
Love
doing this
Talk
week?
Radio.
Have we started yet?
Yeah, be on.
All right, good morning to you. You are right here at Blog Talk Radio, Minneapolis Mad Dads Blog Talk Radio. So glad to hear you, have you here. It's exciting because we're going to be talking about some great things. Are we ready yet? Gil, is that what you said? Are we ready yet?
Are we ready yet? Are we ready?
And what do you mean by that?
About the topic today?
Yeah.
All right. When I said, are we ready? I mean, are we ready to live here and just roll up our sleeves and roll down our prejudices and roll down our paranoias and roll down our racist attitudes, raise down our emotions and everything, and get ready to live here and do what we have to do to live here and put this community back together?
Well, you know, I think we are ready to, as you say, speak, lay up here. And, you know, do this thing. I think we are ready, and I think if you want to talk to us, there's a number that you can call, and that number is
347-215-9262.
And we'd love to have you call in and talk to us here at Blog Talk Radio, and it's exciting to know that we got folks that want to communicate with us. We have a number already. So, Blog Talk Radio, welcome to Mad Dads Blog Talk Radio. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, VJ Smith? This is Damon Rouse calling in. I heard the topic today that Gil was speaking about. Are we ready? And you know,
can we fix it?
Yeah.
Hello?
Can we fix it?
And just touch bases with me that, you know, Mad Dad's been trying to fix it for a long time because Mad Dad's, it seemed like it's involved in everything that's positive in the community, you know, from Juneteenth, from Rondo Days to the tunnel stuff happened over north, passing out food, doing the outreach, you know, with Shallow Temple. So I believe it can be done, you know, because it's people like the organization and other organizations that is trying to fix it, but coming together as a whole, you know, it's trying to bring other people around and bringing other churches around.
I think that's going to be important and critical to do that. One of the things we have to do, Damon, as you said, we have to unify and we have to be serious about unification at a time like this. It cannot get any more serious than the community coming together. And sometimes it takes a storm to bring the sunshine.
Yes, Damon. And that is true, you know, because one thing about it is when people see you out there in the streets, you know, holding up the signs and stuff like that, that brings hope to the community. It lets somebody know that somebody that do care about them, you know. And it's the small things you do that's really big in the community, and it's really touched people's lives, because I was one of them people that you touched my life, Mad Dad touched my life, and it is about giving hope to people that don't got no hope.
What do you think about the families right now that they were already poor, they were already with issues, and what do you think it's going to really take to bring those families back up to just a level of, you know, they're renters, they didn't have rental insurance, they didn't have any of the necessity needs to handle a disaster. What do you think it's going to take to bring them back up to standards?
Well, we know one thing that's going to bring them back up to where they're supposed to be at is God. Without God, you know, with God in your life, everything is possible. And I believe this tornado is going to bring people closer to God, you know, because there's a lot of people that's in the world that would take advantage of this situation on people. And some people that's in the street would take advantage of all the funding that's coming into the community that's for the people, and the people that don't need it is going after that funding, you know. So we have to be watched. I guess the word I'm saying is watchers over that to make sure the right people get the right help.
And you're absolutely right, and you got the right help. There was a time when you needed help, and you got it. And I think there was a storm, there was a disaster going on in your life. And even though you're just one person, but that disaster was affecting you, and now you're making a comeback.
And that's true, very true, you know, and still have some storms in my life now that I have to conquer, you know, but without God in my life, I can't do nothing. So right now that God is at the head of my life, I'm moving forward, you know. And one thing is about, and we say this in Mad Dad, that, hey, if you show up, we'll show out. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to show out and try to help the people.
Hey, well, Damien, thank you very much for calling Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dad. We appreciate you, man. Keep doing what you're doing. God bless you.
All right, thank you, sir.
Uh-huh. You know, there's 1,000 volunteers that showed up. Why don't you tell them about what happened, and the mayor responded to that. Gil, tell them what happened with those 2,000 volunteers that showed up.
Those 2,000 volunteers, they showed up and they showed out. They laid up here, you know, and they showed that they was care providers. And I mean by care providers that those people were just not coming with material and with food and with clothing and with stuff like that. Those people were coming with open hearts and open minds, you know what I'm saying, and ready back and able hands. They were like hands-on. They wanted to lay up here and pick up debris. They wanted to pick up garbage. They wanted to lay up here and go inside those houses to see how that tornado had let it be and adversely affected those people's lives. Those people came in with their hearts open. They was praying for people. They was touching people. They was going in there to those people who were devastated by it because, like VJ said, they didn't have no home insurance and stuff. A lot of them lost a lot of their worldly possessions and things and stuff like this here and stuff. You know what I'm saying? They was always appreciative that they had later God had spared their lives, but they had also lost their homes, their clothing, you know, paraphernalia that they'd had for ages and stuff, you know. And those people came in. They was like, they was talking with the elderly people and stuff. They was talking to the people who were living on those houses and stuff. They was helping us build those boxes up. They was helping us get that water out. They was helping us. They was bringing a cell phone that the people were using and stuff like this here. A lot of those phones were donated and stuff. Mayor Auerbach, he did such a good job, you know.
Ryback.
He did such a good job. You know, and I like the way the man's spirit is. You know what I'm saying? And I did it. See, I know we off into the hood and our radio station and stuff is saying it's going off into people off into the hood. But y'all got to understand, man, the mayor came up. You know what I'm saying? He stood up, you know, and he was doing the things that he needed to do in order to get those essential necessities put back on, like the lights. To make sure the gas lines was closed down. A lot of people didn't understand. They had to close a lot of those lines and stuff and said because even though your house wasn't affected, you know what I'm saying, by the gas shortage and stuff and saying, it was still those houses and stuff and saying that the gas was pipes had been ruptured and things like that. So they had to shut out all those facilities, those utilities and stuff and saying until they got them all stabilized. So he was, you know, he was in there, you know what I'm saying? He was punching, he was making sure that the city workers, service workers was out there in the community and stuff, you know what I'm saying? They got those lines closed off and stuff, man, saying made sure that the fire department was doing the things they wanted to do, the cable companies and stuff was doing the things they was doing because, like, a lot of those phone lines was cut off and stuff like this here and stuff. So that's why the cell phones were so important.
And I just want to say that a large amount of folks that were affected were renters, and because they were renters, they need to be contacting 311 to get the kind of services that they need because departments all across the city are trying to really impact and have a real impact on those communities to make their places safe. A lot of those places were not safe. They were not safe. They were not inhabitable in the first place. When a tornado hit them, they really made it impossible to live there. So they want to clean it up, they want to repair it up, and take care of the damage.
Where they can go to?
Go ahead. Tell them where they can go.
Okay. So it's a one way for folks that can help is to donate to the organization that are helping people affected by the tornado. The Minneapolis Foundation that established the Minneapolis Helps, a North Minneapolis Recovery Fund to assist with both short-term and long-term housing and recovery-related needs to the north side. To make a donation by credit card, visit www.give.minnesota. That's www.give.mnminnesota.org. Or send checks to the recovery efforts to the Minneapolis Foundation, 80 South 8th Street, Suite 800, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55402. People can also donate to the Red Cross at www.redcross.org.
Okay, so you can go to Red Cross, you can donate, you can go to any of those websites and donate, and, you know, they're going to be doing inspections door-to-door, and the city wants to hear from anyone who is concerned about the safety or livability of their home or apartment, and the renters can call 311. That's simple. That's the easy number for you to call. It's just 311. Or you can call 612-673-3000 if anyone calling outside of Minneapolis. If their home is not getting the necessary repairs or they have safety concerns about the residents, city housing inspectors want to respond to those calls every day, making safety inspections. So when people let the city know what problems they're having with rental properties, city staff requires rental property owners to take steps to fix the problems that might exist. You know, there's going to be a lot of renter owners out there that have rental property that had insurance, and they just, you know, had to, you know, calmly and politely kick folks out, kick them off to the shelter. But they're going to collect benefits and dollars and monies for their property, but the renters won't get anything. And let me just tell you how important it is to have life insurance, renter's insurance, dental insurance, and health insurance. All that stuff is important, but if you don't know where that loaf of bread and that lunch meat is going to come from the next day, how can you keep track of your insurance needs? How can you keep track of the things that you know you need? How can you stay on top of all the things and necessities that you need when you don't know? You're at the food shelf every week trying to figure out how to put something in your icebox and your refrigerator. Now you're at a shelter somewhere. We still have, I think, 25 families that are still in a shelter somewhere, still trying to figure out where to go. The night of, we started off with 200 families, and we were there at the Armory with those 200 families trying to help them figure out how they do that. And so how does a family figure this out? You know, it's tough. I think it's really tough. Not only do I think it's tough, but I think it's critical that we get on board. And I love the fact that at Sabathany, we had a fundraiser, had a concert with some wonderful talent. I happened to be the MC for that and had a great time, enjoyed myself, you know. And, you know, I guess the biggest thing I like is that not only is the North Side coming together, the South Side is coming together. The city of Minnesota, the state of Minnesota is coming together. We just talked about there was 2,000 people that came in and just came in and cleaned up debris.
Yeah, just cleaned up debris, picking up garbage and picking up sticks. You know, and it's one thing VJ say that I can never stop emphasizing to y'all and the importance of it, that we have to start looking at things before they occur. A lot of people don't understand flood insurance until the waters come. You know, a lot of renters didn't understand the need and the importance of renters insurance until this tornado hit. Now it's done later, PM took the wool out of a lot of people's eyes. And I would like to give a big shout out to Shiloh Temple, leader of Bishop Howell, because Bishop Howell had a lady to stand up Sunday, and she announced that she was doing the rental insurances for people and other insurances for fires like deaths and stuff like that, that unexpected things and stuff, you know? And, you know, we as black folks, we put stuff off all the way to the end, you know what I'm saying, till the day it happens. And then we all of a sudden, we want to start panicking and running around and doing all that stuff, you know? But I'm telling you now, this tornado has taken the wool off a lot of people's eyes, you know, that we've now, we know as a community and stuff, that there's stuff that we can do in a preventative measure that we can lay up here and help ourselves to when that flood does come, you know what I'm saying? We might not be able to stop that water, but when that water does get there and stuff, you know what I'm saying, that we can lay up here and put, you know, leave all that stuff. We ain't got to worry about it and stuff, you know what I'm saying, because that stuff is going to be covered, all that materialistical stuff, you know what I'm saying, your house, your car, your TVs, and all the other stuff, you know, because a lot of people and stuff, we understood. We didn't call them petty or nothing like that there, because we understood. You know, we renters ourselves. So we understood that you was concerned about your possessions and stuff like that. But if we lay up here and we start doing the necessary things that we have to do before these things happen, you know, before we might have to cut back on going out to what's that place, the amusement parks or stuff like that. We might have to touch that down for a little bit. Instead of going three times this summer, we have to go one. But we can lay up here and make those insurance payments.
Now, our number is 347-215-9262, correct?
That's right.
347-215-9262. We want you to call in, and we're on Facebook at Minneapolis Mad Dads, just hit us up on Facebook. If you got a question for us, we'd love to hear what you got to say because we want to talk to you. Don't forget, this is Blog Talk Radio coming live to you direct from the headquarters of the Minneapolis chapter of Mad Dads, and saying big ups to all the chapters across the country that are doing the work that we do. You know, when you reach out to folks, when you reach out to a community, when you reach out to a neighborhood, there's nothing like that, and nobody can do that better than the folks that are on the ground, that are right on the ground, where it's happening, where it's going down. And so we want to continue to be out there. We know that, you know, when a disaster comes like a tornado, when a disaster comes like a tornado, you know that somebody's got to be on there to deal with the feelings and the emotions of the families. You know, grief and trauma is something that we as African-American people know how to deal with. But let me tell you, sometimes we don't know how to deal with it because we don't deal with it properly. We deal with it by using drugs and alcohol and different things like that. Do we have a caller now?
Yeah, we have another call on the line.
Let's see who that is. How you doing? And thank you for calling Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads straight from the headquarters of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Who's on the line? It's Blog Talk Radio. You're on the line. You're live.
Wow. I wanted to speak to the person who's talking today.
Yeah, that's me.
Okay. What is our topic today?
Our topic today is can we fix it?
Can we fix it?
Can we fix the city with the tornado after it came through the city and just destroyed a lot of the black community? Can we fix this?
I believe we could fix it, but it'll take a lot of us pulling together, and that's what we lack at, is pulling together as one, as a community, you know.
And when you say pulling together, I appreciate that because we talked about unity and coming together in our community.
And this is a time.
And this is a good time
for that.
It is a good time. And tell me a little bit about some of the things you're doing to make that happen.
I'm talking to a lot of the pastors and churches in North Minneapolis because I used to live in North Minneapolis. I currently don't now, but I'm volunteering my services because it's important that that togetherness, and the more that they see our faces there helping and participating, the more people that'll get involved, I believe. You know, this is not something that can go quiet, you know, go away quietly. This is a big ordeal. It looks so bad over there, you know. It looks a lot better now that they're getting all the help, for the volunteer help, but we need more, you know.
We really
more
do need
help.
More. And was any of your family, anybody that you love?
Friends, yeah. I have a couple of friends that are in North Minneapolis who lost their homes, and they were just current home buyers, and that's kind of sad, you know, that they just started and it's already... it's gone, you know, and who knows something like this happens, you know? Nobody knows.
And so what is your name, ma'am?
My name is Mrs. Williams.
Ms. Williams, I'm glad you called because I think it's important that people understand that in this society today, it's critical and it's important that we pull ourselves together and pull ourselves up and don't always wait on the government. Don't always wait on some agency, but why can't I come next door and help you pick up some cardboard? Why can't I come across the street and help you pull up some trash and get some things done? Why can't I watch your kids for a while you take a break? Everybody's saying it's none of my business.
Togetherness, that's right. One thing. Blessed is the peacemaker, okay? And to come to the community for help, to help people like that, that's a blessing. And that's just my character. You know, I can't do very much, but that's what I've been doing, you know, to a lot of friends that are over there, trying to make them comfortable, keeping the kids for them for a while, because I know it's total devastation, and that really, really is sad.
And so tell me, ma'am, what kind of work do you do?
I'm disabled, and I do just a lot of volunteer work around the city where I live at.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're doing that work, and I want to thank you very much. And God bless you. And you know we're on every Tuesday, so I want you to be one of our regular callers. Okay?
Oh, I sure will. Thank you that now that I know your number.
Okay. God bless you.
God bless you too. Okay.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
We have another line. We have another call on the line.
Thanks for calling Mad Dads. How you doing? Thanks for calling, Mad Dads. How you doing? You on the air?
Yes, sir.
Yes, who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with Patrick.
Well, Patrick, man, it's good to hear your voice. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from, I'm down here on some street I'm calling. Thought I'd call in and see what the topic was about and add my little input or get some advice.
Well, you know, we want you to add your input. We want you to give advice. We not only want you to add input and give advice, we want you to continue to be a part of this great community that we call Minneapolis, Minnesota. Now, we're talking about, can we fix it? You know,
yeah.
With all the tornadoes, with all the stuff that's going on, myself and Mr. Gil Baggett here, we want to know your thoughts about, can we fix this disaster that just happened?
I think we can fix the disaster. I think, you know, when disaster happens, you know, the community got to come together and make a commitment, you know, because everybody needs somebody at some point in time, especially when disaster happens. So, yeah, of course, we can correct it.
Well, I'm glad that you said that. And give us some things that you think publicly we can do.
Publicly, I think we all need to band together, network, you know what I mean? You know, protest, go to the powers that be and tell them we need help. We in trouble. We need assistance, you know. That's one way.
Well, that's good, Patrick. And, man, I thank you for calling. And Patrick, you the man.
Yes,
we love you, man. I just want you to know that.
Thank you. Anytime.
Call us next week. Anytime.
Yes,
every
sir.
Tuesday, 1 o'clock. God bless you. We got another caller on here. How you doing, caller?
I'm
How you doing, caller?
Yourself.
Hey, great, great. You know, I know this voice. I know this voice. This voice I've been knowing since you was. They didn't even have Pampers back then. Because you was in the regular diapers.
I was in the diapers.
Yeah, the regular diapers. You know, had to take it in the toilet and clean it all out and all that. So, I just want you to know that I'm proud of you, and I want you to tell everybody about what you're doing with the young people to make an impact, to make a difference in North Minneapolis.
Well, my name is Jamel Jackson, and I have a young men's group called CEO, Change, which stands for Change Equals Opportunity. It's a life skills mentoring program that I operate within Minneapolis at some of the schools in the parks, taking some young men and giving them an understanding of what life is really about and what it takes to be a man. I also run a traveling basketball program called Minneapolis Reign, where we travel state to state across the country with these kids, putting them in top-level competitive tournaments and giving them the exposure that they need. So hopefully combined with their grades and academics and athletics, we can get them a scholarship to go to college.
Well, you know, right now you've got an urgency need here. And I want to talk a little bit about that. You're trying, you have, your kids are so good. You're so good at coaching. You're one of the best coaches in the country. You know that, right?
You know, I'm humble, so I'll take that. I appreciate
okay.
that.
Okay. So your kids not only play good in Minnesota, but they win championships.
We do. We travel and we win. We get a lot of recognition. We've made a lot of connections. Our kids are being exposed. We have two kids on our team that are ranked nationally by one recruiting service, 24th and 25th in the nation. So we're trying to do it for them.
Now, because those kids are doing so well, they are now being selected to go where now?
We're going to nationals. We've been invited to go to AAU Nationals, which is in Memphis, Tennessee this year. It's a 7-day trip for the kids. And so we're trying to raise money to sponsor the kids so they can get to this tournament. We don't charge a normal team fee like the majority of these programs that do what we do. The average team fee for what we do is about $1,000 per season, which is just for the summer months. We charge $200 and make payments of $50 a month because we understand our community, and it's not about making money for ourselves. It's about giving these kids an opportunity. So right
well, listen,
now
I want people to hear
fun.
You, and here's what I want you to give them, because I want you to give them your number to call you and how they can get in contact and help you. We're going to try to you've raised some money on your own, but now you need to raise a little more money and tell them how they can call you and help you.
You can contact myself, Jamel Jackson, at 612-730-3581, or you can contact us by email at Minneapolis, It's abbreviated MPLS REIGN, which is REIGN, which is Reign Supreme, Minneapolis Reign Sports at yahoo.com, or you can contact Farview Park, and they can connect you to us also. And
so you're making a difference. You're, because of the storm, but even before the storm, you were working with kids. Nephew, I love you, man. Keep working with those kids, and I want you back on my show every week, updating my people about what you're doing every Tuesday on Mad Dad's Blog Talk Radio. We'll talk to you soon. We're going to help you raise that money, okay?
Thanks, Al.
God bless. Okay, we're talking here on another line. We got another call on the line with an 8754 number. How you doing? Hold on, we're going to go to this other caller. Your caller, your number is 5270. How you doing? Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. How you doing? Oh, did you hang up? We're going to go to our next caller. Your number is 5270. How you doing? Are you there?
Yeah, put him on that mic.
Yeah, I tried. There you go. How you doing, caller? 751 is your number. How you doing? How you doing? Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Y'all need to talk to me. Who's on the air? Who's on the air right now? Talk to me.
Denise, and I'm in East St. Paul.
Hey, Denise, how you doing? Thank you very much for calling Blog Talk Radio. The question is, can we fix this situation with the tornadoes and the issues and over 5,000 homes were impacted? Can we fix it?
Yes, we can.
And tell me how we can do that.
We can do it with perseverance, tenacity, and resilience. And, of course, we can't do it without God.
You're absolutely right. We can't do it without God.
And the other thing that will help us do our work is to laugh.
And Denise, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from East St. Paul.
East St. Paul in the house. Denise, keep us laughing. Are you a comedian?
No, I am a certified laughter yoga leader.
Wow. If somebody wants to learn how to do certified laughter yoga, how do they call you?
Well, they can hit me up at laughoutloudnojoke@yahoo.com.
Are you playing with me, girl? Don't be playing.
I'm not playing.
Are you serious?
Laugh out loud no joke.com. No, laughoutloudnojoke@yahoo.com.
Okay, I want you to call me next week because I want to hear some laugh out loud yoga joke stuff. Okay, so next Tuesday.
I want to tell you, wait a sec, I want to tell you that you can come downtown to 1200 Washington for a free laugh club this Thursday at 11:45 in the morning. Half hour, best half hour of your life.
Well, if you ever want to take care of a tornado or any kind of other disaster, I'll tell you, you got me laughing. I feel better already. Hey, thanks a lot. Well, and thanks for calling Mad Dad's Blog Talk Radio. Appreciate you, hon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we got Blog Talk Radio. We got you on the line. How you doing? How's everybody doing? Talk to me.
Hello.
Yes, who am I speaking with?
This is Sarita, calling from South Minneapolis.
Hey, Sarita, how you doing? And welcome to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Hey, can we fix it? Can we fix this whole thing with the tornado and the disaster in the city? Can we fix it?
I think it can be fixed with a lot of help. If everybody comes together and everybody help, I mean, you got people always giving garage sales, selling things. I think people need to stop selling things and start giving it to people for free. You know, that's the way that we can end this, by helping each other. You know?
I agree totally with that. What was your name again?
Sarita.
Sarita, I am so glad you called. Where are you calling from?
South Minneapolis.
Well, that's where it's at. That's where the Mad Dad's headquarters is at in South Minneapolis.
What?
And we're meeting tonight at 5 o'clock. Can you stop by at our meeting so we can meet you, Sarita?
I'm there every Tuesday.
You here every Tuesday? Well, girl, we so glad you called in. Thank you very much for calling in. And I'll see you at 5 o'clock. You know we're going to get down and grub. You know that.
Oh, yeah, I will be there.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling Blog Talk Radio with Mad Daz. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
And we'll see you tonight. Okay, our next caller on Blog Talk Radio, how you doing? Our next caller? Who's our next caller on Blog Talk Radio? We have another caller. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. How you doing? You know, it's good to know we got all these callers on here. Somebody needs to speak up and say something, though.
I know, right?
Yeah, you're on. Come on. Who is this?
Who, me?
Yeah, what's your name?
Oh, no, I already talked. I'm still just listening.
Oh, you still just listening? Okay, we're going to put you on hold then.
Okay.
That ain't you. Okay, we're going to try to find out where you at. Okay. Blog Talk Radio, are you there? Are you there, Blog Talk Radio? Okay, so listen, here's what we're doing. Right now, we're just going to talk to everybody and let you know, man, that this is really great. We've had some great callers in, and we want you to continue to call us in. Our number is 347-215-9262, and it looks like, man, all the lines are full, so let's see what we got here. Wow. Let me check in here.
Ain't no callers
on there?
Yeah.
Okay, Blog Talk Radio, how you doing? Thanks for calling Blog Talk Radio. How you doing? Is your number 751? If that's your number, you need to talk to me. You're live on the air with Mad Dad's Blog Talk Radio. And let's just do a commercial here real quick. The commercial I want to do is that we spent over almost 200,000 hours out on the streets making a difference, making an impact, and really just showing the community how much we love them. We just had a homicide last night and I stopped by the site on the Humboldt, 27th and Humboldt. And, you know, just to that family, I want to say I'm sorry to hear about what happened. Also, there was a young man that got burnt to death in St. Paul. He lives in Minneapolis, and he was an aspiring artist that wanted to be a positive entity in this community. And I met with his auntie and his mom and the rest of the family, and they're hurting. They're hurting bad. They're hurting because he had a lot of promise, and he was the glue to the family. So are we ready? Are we ready? It's a great question that my host here, Mr. Gil Baggett, has asked, are we ready? And what it's going to take for us to really get ourselves in gear and to get ready is a whole lot of work. And it's not going to just happen in 1 month or 2 months, but it's going to take years of really pulling ourselves together. It's going to take years of that. So I want you to be thinking about that. Mr. Baggett, what else did you have to say, sir?
Well, I just wanted people to understand that, you know, that in order for us to live here and get our community back just to where it was, it's going to have to take a lot of patience. It's going to have to take a lot of love, and it's going to have to take a lot of effort. We just can't talk about this. We got to be about it. We got to get these kids to understand that you are important, that you can help in this situation, that you can be the word that you talk about. Everybody's talking about the hood. Well, if the hood is important to you, then you need to go out there and live and help your neighbor. Go and see what you can do in order to make your block right. We've laid up here and we've put the formula, a lot of locations where you can come and you can get information, you can come and get you can get materials, you can get clothing, you can get food, you can get information. But what we need you to honestly do is look inside yourself and see, can you be a better person? Can you reach inside yourself and extend your hospitality to someone you don't even know? We're asking for volunteers down at both at Shiloh, at KMOJ, at Jordan New Life. All these
New Salem.
New Salem. We're asking for at New Salem too.
At Pillsbury United.
At Pillsbury United.
Summit OIC. and a whole bunch of places like that.
That you can go and actually get some hand-on volunteer experience. See how much gratification you can get out of helping someone else, helping your community. This is something that can lay up here, you understand, and hang, stay with you for a lifetime. We have a family time parenting program that starts at 5 o'clock tonight. It goes from 5 to 7. It's at Urban Ventures at 3023 Fourth Avenue South. And we have child care then provided every week. Certificate of completion upon completing 8 courses. You get a $25 gift, a gift of $25. After you lay up in, you do the 8 classes. And that's tonight. It's from every Tuesday and every Thursday night. So we ask you to come out and get involved. We ask you to lay up in and share your opinion about what we can continually do to make our community better. It was such a sad experience that even on top of this catastrophe and this horrific tragedy that happened on the north side, that we still have those that still want to take life, that still don't understand the value of life. And that's so sad. Because in the midst of us trying to lay up here and reconstruct our communities and bring our communities back off into standards, we have those that feel that they can't talk this situation out. And to that family, again, as a mad dad, we want to extend our sympathies to that family. We want to lay up here and tell you that, hey, life goes on and that you just have to be strong through this, you know. And our prayer is going to go out to you, and we ask you that you contact us here at Mad Dad and for any further assistance that we might be able to extend to you. But again, to the overall community, I want us to just stand up, man, and we're going to put a question out there. Can we fix this situation? You know, people say this in time. I'm saying, what can we do right now, this very moment? What can we do as individuals that live off into a community? What can we do for that community to lay up here and bring that community back to life? I see little kids out there laughing and playing and going about their innocence. And that's all good. And I'm saying that that's the same seeds that we need to start sowing in ourselves. Because we spend so much time trying to hide from everybody else by putting those masks on, man. I'm saying it's time to take those masks off. And I see now that we have another caller. Caller, are you on the line?
I am on the line. Hello.
Hello.
Hey,
how are you?
Hey, what's your name?
I am Malia.
Hey, Malia. How you doing? Really appreciate you calling in.
Thank you. I just wanted to say that I've been listening, and I want to say that I think as a community, everybody does need to get together, and those that are better off than others need to give what they can. We always can use food and water, extra clothes, anything like that that they could donate. I mean, every little bit counts. If everybody just gives a little, we can make it go a long ways for the families that are really in need of things.
Hey, Malia, let me say this. You know, I think it's important that, you know, when we talk about our children are really suffering. And you know, what are some ways that you think families can come together to really help the children? Because you hear a lot about the homes and all this stuff. You haven't heard much about the children. What do we do about the children?
I think we need to take time out of our day to just play with our kids and ask them how they're feeling and what they're feeling and what they think they could do, or even show our kids what a community is about, bring them out to help others. I have 2 daughters myself, and my 6-year-old loves to give back and, you know, to help other kids or help them get on the slide, you know, just be a part of the community change as well. You know, you have to teach your children as they grow how to be like that when they're older. You know what I mean?
And did you have any family members that were impacted by this?
No, but I've talked to a lot of people that have been impacted and, to me, they're my community members. And it is kind of a family. There may not be an immediate family, but a community should be like a family and come together and help everybody that's in need.
And what were your thoughts, you know, when you heard about this disaster? kind of what were you thinking? What happened and where were you at? Do you remember where you were at when all this happened?
I was at home in the basement with my children. I live in Blaine now, but we still had a big funnel cloud over our neighborhood, and so it was pretty scary, and there was a tornado in Lionel Lakes, which wasn't too far, but it didn't have as much devastation. I always get really nervous with storms, but what my concern was when I heard about this, there was so much danger going on over north. People weren't coming together. There was some people that were, but there was others that were causing issues, which makes it scary for people to want to come help the change because they don't want to get hurt when they're trying to help in the process. That makes
sense. That makes a lot of sense. And, you know, we were there was a guy that Facebooked me, and he said, I'd like to come take pictures, but I'm kind of scared to come in the neighborhood. And I told him, I said, you know, we're doing the event, Stop the Violence, and nobody's going to get violent towards you. He came and took pictures, and he said he was really glad that I encouraged him to come in the neighborhood because he said he hadn't been in the north side in 15 years. Is that amazing or what?
That is amazing. I think the fear is there for people, and they don't want to be exposed to that kind of environment. But there's also people that are great people and loving people in the community, too. So you need to drop your guard and see what it's about.
And, you know, when we talk about, you know, you're absolutely correct about drop your guard and see what it's about. What, how do you, you know, because evidently you're not afraid to come in the hood, right?
No. No, I'm not.
So what do you tell people? People that have read the news too much, read the papers too much, they hear all about this stuff. What do you tell them to convince them that this is a great neighborhood? North Minneapolis is a great neighborhood.
People are people. Everybody is a person and deserves to be treated with respect and dignity. And if they're not giving that to a person, people can feel how you feel. Like when you're around somebody and you're nervous or you're scared or you're clenching your purse, like people feel that and they get angry. Like, why are you looking at me like that? I'm just walking down the street, you know? So you need to go in with the respect that everybody's human and, you know, you got to look for the positive things. And that's what you need to do, I think, when you're involved in communities. Even, I mean, there's people in every community that are great people, you know. It's everywhere. You never know. The one that you can't judge a book by its cover, basically, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, Malia, I want to thank you very much because I got next week I want to talk to you a little bit deeper about volunteering and the impact that you're having on the community and what you're doing to impact it. So I look forward to talking to you next week and hearing more from you, okay?
Thanks a lot. God bless everybody who was affected by the tornado and also the homicides that took place last night that I just heard about on the air. So
well,
God bless
you,
every family that's involved in that. Take care of yourself.
Okay, bye-bye. We got another caller. How you doing, caller?
Good.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Who am I talking with?
This is Sharon.
Hey, Sharon, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good. Sharon, we're talking about can we fix it? Can we fix this situation we're in?
Yes, we can.
Give me some, how can we fix it? And how should we fix it?
I think we can fix it with some patience. People just have to be patient and understanding of one another and what they're going through.
Uh-huh.
And communication. I think it can be fixed. Everything takes time, but it can be fixed.
And so, where are you calling from?
I'm at work in North Minneapolis.
Well, great, great. And, you know, I just want you to know that I appreciate you calling in because I think so many people think that we cannot fix this. I want to share something with you that I just got a notice of. In the WCCO website, there was a mention of the homicide on the north side that happened last night, and so many of those people were talking about the fact that you can't help a community, you cannot help a community that doesn't want to help themselves, and there was a lot of racial remarks about North Minneapolis, and some people called and said take those remarks off because so many people are investing into a community, and we have kids over there, grandkids, and why are people being so racist at a time like this? You never hear any of this stuff when there's tornadoes or hurricanes in other parts of the city. Nobody ever does that or puts down a city community because people of color in there. Why are they doing this?
I don't know. I think a lot of it is just people aren't educated.
I agree with you.
You know what
and
I'm saying?
I agree with you totally. They're not educated, and they've been brought up by probably some parents that don't are racist parents. You agree with that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you for calling in, man. It's been great talking to you. Will you call in every Tuesday and check in with us, please?
I can try. I'll do my best.
I can try. Did you hear about it on Facebook?
I'm sorry?
Did you hear about us on Facebook?
No, I didn't.
How'd you hear about our radio show?
Through a friend.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot. Continue to call us in, okay?
Okay. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. I got another call on the line. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. We're having a great time just communicating with folks and having a great time, and we want to talk to you. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Well, good,
how
good.
How good are you doing?
Yeah, how good are you doing, sir?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed to be alive today.
Well, tell us how we fix, how do we fix North Minneapolis? How do we do it?
How do we fix North Minneapolis? You know, just a person at a time, you know. Neighborhood at a time.
Okay. So you said we're going to start by a neighborhood at a time. What neighborhood are you going to start fixing up?
We're going to start by Shiloh Temple.
You're going to start by the Shiloh Temple?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, my friend. Okay. You're going to start by the Shiloh Temple. See, I happen to know this caller. And I know him very personally, and I know him to be a man of very high integrity. I know he has a lot of issues, of physical issues and health issues in his own life, but he still extends himself to help other people. And I'm very proud to be call you a friend, because I know the work that you do in all communities. I know that you are bilingual. I know that you hope you help you use your services to lay up here and keep the communicative the communication open between the Hispanic and the rest of the communities and stuff. I know you work with Somali, you work with elderly people. I know you work into the schools. So I know you to be a very, very on-hands person. And I'm just I'm happy that you called today and to put in your comment about what we gonna how we gonna fix this situation over here. So do you believe that we can fix this though, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, Gil. I believe we can fix it. You know, we just gotta, you know, take, you know, do it. Like I said, one person at a time. You know, we can't, you know, rush to fix it. You know, fix it right away. You know, because, Rome wasn't built in one day. You know.
That's right. It wasn't built in no one day, you know, and you know, as being an active Mad Dad and volunteer to Mad Dads, that a lot of times that we put in efforts and people don't really want us, don't see the results right away, and they think that we're doing just fruitless stuff. But then we come through fruitation when God gives us the increase, because I believe there's just so much that we can do as individuals. But God gives us the increase to lay up here and to touch many people, you know, and that once we live in, we put the work in and we just sit back and we watch the fruit of our labor, we'll see that we can fix this community. And this community is going to be fixed because we have children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren that we're going to leave this spot to, right?
That's right, you know, and the community is coming together right now. So the longest the community can come together, you know, and we're able to pull the bad apple out of that's tearing down the community, you know, we're gonna be able to fix it, you know.
That's right, man. And I know that, and I know that's true. We have another call on the line. Caller? Hello? Is what's that, a 5270 number?
I'm just listening. I already spoke.
Oh, you already spoke? Okay. Okay. So, again, Pedro, we laid up here, man, and we, you know, like, we had another murder, a double shooting last night, you know,
yes,
over there on the north side, man, right in the thick of the tornado alley, you know? And
right.
It seems like, man, that I mean, how many more words can we use to these kids to let them try to get through to them?
Right, you know, and we had a car accident, too, with some youngsters, you know.
Yeah, we had a car accident with the youngsters, and they jumped out the car and fled, you know. This is the crazy stuff that we're going through, you know.
So, you know, but like I said, we, you know, Northside is fixed because, you know, we stick together, you know, organizations come together and, you know, come together and stop hating on each other and, you know, say, hey, we got to do it for the community. We got to do it for our youngsters, you know, because we're putting seeds out there, you know, we're putting the seeds. It's like when we were gangbanging, you know what I mean? You know, we out there, so that's what we're going to start doing, you know, putting seeds out there. Youngsters are seeing, you know, they're trying to do positive things, but if we're putting bad seeds out there, youngsters are going to follow those seeds.
Yeah, they are. You know, that's true, you know. But that's why, you know, that I think it's like men like yourself and these other mad dads and these other Karen's moms that's out there, you know, they're getting their hands dirty, you know. They're doing and they're talking to people, you know what I'm saying? They're going out there actively participating off into the community groups and stuff that we're having and stuff. You're saying the awareness teaching and stuff that's being presented out there that's free. Because, like, just like this support group that we have, our support group starts at 5, as you know, ends at 7. And we talk about all the very topics that's concerning our community every day. You know, and we're asking people just to come out and participate. You know, I mean, you know, like, sometimes you got to lay up here and be the message that you bring. You can't sit on home and be a couch potato and think that you're going to get something done or someone is going to hear your voice from the comfort of your living room. You got to lay up here and get uncomfortable a little while. You got to get out there and see and show people that you're willing to lay up here and be the message that you bring.
That's right.
All right, so so how has it been for you lately in the schools?
Oh, man, you know, the school's been great. You know, the kids, you know, man, you know, I've been, you know, excited, you know, to work with the kids, you know, because, you know, these kids are, you know, they get misjudged by some of these teachers, you know. They don't get the love at home, some of them, so they bring it at the school, and then teachers, they misjudge them too, you know, but they just need some attention, you know. So
what kind of summer programs have y'all got ready for these kids?
Well, we offer, you know, we're going to offer at the school. We got the Beacons after school program is going to be offering at Nelly Stone from 12 to 4, you know, program that they're going to help them, you know, get ready for the next school year, and they're going to have activities also, and then they're also going to have some more programs in the YMCA on Broadway over north, you know, but they're going to have field trips also, you know. So,
okay.
So you know,
are y'all working with the YMCA this summer?
Yeah, you know, I mean, so, yeah, you know, we're affiliated with the Y, so, you know, they're going to be taking kids to the Y, teaching them how to swim, the kids that don't know how to swim, you know, they're going to go different places, you know, so, you know, it's to keep the kids active so they could have fun and all that.
That's right. We'll try to let them in and show these kids that this is another alternative than to getting in trouble, you know? That, you know, I really appreciated and respected those men that got out there on that north side and was showing those kids that black men can be effective in the midst of a Holocaust. You know what I'm saying? In the midst of a disaster, in the midst of anything that concerns our community, man, that when men got to stand up. you know, and get out there, you know what I'm saying, and roll their sleeves up and do what needs to be done in those communities. And I really, like I said, I want to give a big shout out to all those that showed up for the volunteer services that we had down here on what was that, Pedro, on the 28th?
What you talking about?
Those 2,000 volunteers on that cleanup day.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah,
man, that was amazing, man. I mean, that was really, really great. You know that those people showed up, man, and they worked with, you know, with their hands and with garbage cans, man. Many of them without gloves and stuff, man, were just tackling that debris, man, and just putting that stuff off in those trucks. That was a wonderful thing to see and a wonderful thing to be a part of, you know, because it's so many of us, you know what I'm saying, that have been a part of the destruction in our communities, you know, and now that we have those very same people that are bringing back work to the community, you know what I'm saying, bringing back efforts. Bringing back, you know what I'm saying, wanting to change things, you know what I'm saying, that they once was a part of the destruction. So I want to let up, like I said, send a big ups to everybody that showed up on that 2,000 strong volunteer cleanup thing. And man, that was a beautiful thing to witness, man. And then we had that Stop the Violence down there on McDonald's parking lot. And I know you was there, wasn't you, Pedro?
Yeah, that was beautiful, the turnout from all the agencies that were able to help out, you know, give services, you know, referrals and all that to the people that need it, you know. I know a lot of people got, you know, job leads and all that. So the people got services that day, this past Saturday. So it was, you know, a W, man, you know.
Yeah, it was a W, man. I think that was a very great event. You know what I'm saying? I really hate that it was followed up by those murders of those kids over there on that north side. But, you know, that's just the way of the devil, you know? He's not going to allow us to lay up here, you know what I'm saying, and go through these things without no trial and effort, you know? And I would just like to extend my gratitude and my appreciation for everybody that called in. We have another call on the line. We have another call on the line. Call up. That 3245 number. Hello? Hello, we have another call on the line? Oh, I guess not. Must have hung up on us. But anyway, I would like to live here and extend my heartfelt gratitude and appreciation and respect for all those that are putting the effort out there in the community. I'm talking about the policemen, the firemen, the mayor, the store owners, man. You know what I'm saying? The contributors also, the KMOJ, man. New Salem, New Jordan, man. Shiloh, all the ministers, man. Saying all the collective organizations that came together and rushed immediately to the needs and the concerns of those victims on the north side, you know, that like VJ say, man, that, you know, not enough positive things are being said about this effort. People think that it was just a small effort. But no, man, it was a monumental effort on a lot of people that came together at a small time, man. You know what I'm saying? This wasn't something where somebody organized it and everything. I mean, it was on the spot, and they responded like champs. So we want to lay up here and shout a big shout out to all those people, and we want to send love to yours. We want you to say that the community really appreciated all the efforts that was extended to them. And we'd like to lay up here and tell you that this is a Blog Talk Radio, a Mad Dad production, that we're going to be out there community because we're going to always keep up our level of standard, our level of love and concern for this community. And again, we're going to – that you, Pedro?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you want to give us the last word today? We got 23 seconds, brother. Go at it, man, Sandy. Send us out with a prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for a blessed day, for waking us up today, and just bless everybody as they go out today, and give us a wonderful afternoon. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. So we off there.
All right.
The show has ended. Yeah. Okay. Let me. I don't want to get off of this. Okay. There you go. Yeah. All right, Pedro. You hear me?